This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Young to right. This ball is going to play for the Nats to the wall. It gets away from Kerstad, and Jacob Young is heading for third. Unbelievable first inning for the Nats.
Heston Kerstad in that Nats series with a comedy of errors in the outfield. Heston Kerstad at the plate has been awful of late. He did have an RBI base hit in the game today, which gave the Orioles the lead in the eighth inning, though Felix Bautista blew the save. It's 3-3 in the 10th. But Heston Kerstad, let's start with him because there's other young outfielders to talk about. But Kerstad, we figure he's probably going down at some point in the future.
It's hard for me not to wonder if his days are somewhat numbered. They're obviously in a weird situation here with Laureano now going down. And we don't know when Kalzer's coming back. I'm not a Dylan, like this Dylan Carlson thing's doing nothing for me. Like I don't know what we're doing running around with a 4A guy, a failed fallen prospect, you know, who's closer to 30 than 20. But he is athletic. Now, we've seen him do dumb stuff on the base paths and in the outfield as well, though. So I think that the failures of Heston Kerstad in the outfield are tough to take. When you play right field, the least premium defensive position of all, and you have, you know, repeated occasions where games are getting out of hand and singles are turning into triples, we got to that's problematic for any prospect, let alone the second overall pick. He's here for poolside left-handed power. We haven't seen it. When he has had productive at bats, he's taken the ball the other way,
yes,
and shot it through a hole, and that's great. And he's done more of that than most on this team, because just look at the RBI totals and how pathetic they are. But like that's not going to be the thing that dictates whether he's a real thing, a fallen prospect, a middling player.
It was never his calling card. Yeah.
It's not. That's. I mean, they need it, and it helps. But that's not why he's here. And that, coupled with seemingly very little to no gains defensively, is a problem. Does he have anything to do at AAA from a hitting standpoint? I mean, if he went back down there, he'd probably hit a ton of bombs. But like, he and Kobe Mayo need to be on the right side of the diamond. They need to be on the right side of the diamond all the time. If you think they need to both toggle between first base and right field, with a little bit of Basayo at first base too, that's probably what's got to happen at Norfolk. But like, this was supposed to be their easy month. They might go 12 games under 500 in the month of May alone. Like, at what point? Because we heard the GM now talk about, well, I've seen the light and I got to do the right thing for the organization and it can't be about my personal situation. If that means bringing in young ball players from other organizations, and we know the hitting is a joke, Don't you need to look at Judd Fabian and Dylan Fiebers at least and Dylan Beavers at least a little bit before we get to that point?
Yes,
absolutely.
I'd like to see Dylan Beavers up here and
like,
see
I mean, look
like.
What we're watching every night. Like, just rather I mean, if they can't do it, they can't do it.
And there's just been so much weirdness for Heston Kerstad's career in terms of the starts and stops of the injuries, the myocarditis, the team yo-yoing him from AAA to the majors, but. You look at this stretch, you knew that it was going to be a challenge defensively for Heston Kerstad, but the bat would make him worth it. It's been anything but that. And if you look just over this recent stretch, his last 60 at-bats, it's in 167, 233 slug. 230. He's got two extra base hits in that
span. And the problem is, again, calling card lefty poolside power. The problem is... when he does hit the ball to the right side, he rolls over, and a lot of times it's double plays.
Yes. And by the way, until he got that base hit in the eighth inning, Oppo base hit to drive in the run, he's looked completely lost at the plate of late. Like,
yes.
The at-bats are awful.
Well, and he plays too few and far between, and what did they do? He started looking kind of okay, and then I said it on air many times. Watch what they do when O'Neill comes back because they want to get their $17 million out of O'Neill. They're going to put O'Neill back out there. And until he gets another ouchie, which it probably won't be that long, but like they're going to start benching Heston again and they're going to play O'Neill in the outfield when he comes back, even though he showed you he's not good at it. And sure enough, that's what happened. So it got even more staccato for Heston. And Heston's not stupid. Heston knows he's playing now because Laureano's hurt and Carlson's probably worse than me as an all-around baseball player. And they don't have they didn't take Carlson second overall. So he sees it for what it is. You don't think he's talking to Coby Mayo and they're all still talking to Stowers? And of course they are. They're human beings. I told you 4 years ago, he treats them like cogs. He doesn't treat them like human beings. He doesn't know how to treat them like human beings. So honestly, if it was me, I'd get Heston out of here and I'd get Carlson out of here and I would start playing Fabian and Beavers.
But now the issue is he's just going to end up being another one of those
guys. He's
going to
get traded.
Yes, but you're selling him nowhere near at the
top.
Well,
I can't go back in time.
No, it is their fault. But I'm saying he's not a prospect anymore. He's 26 years old.
They could have dealt him and Mayo for Garrett Crochet this offseason, but they want to hug their prospects and now they've destroyed their value.
And again, I believe nothing that this guy says because I think he's always perpetually in cover his own ass mode. He lives, dies, breathes it, eats it. That's what he knows how to do. He believes he's got the world of baseball figured out. And if you give him enough time, he'll prove it. But he's selling outwardly now change and realizing that the way they've managed their assets hasn't worked. So
how are Coby Mayo...
I'm not sure he's going to have much recourse.
Yeah, he's getting leaned on now.
I don't think he's going to be able to convince them that Coby Mayo and Heston Kerstad are untouchables. And like Judd Fabian, I don't think he's an everyday major league player. I'm not sure he's a fourth or fifth outfielder, but like he's got crazy power. He can play all three positions. He's got a monster arm. Like, he should, at the very least, if you want to put him in the Carlson role and you want to put Heston in the sort of Laureano role, but in right instead of left, like, I mean, Beavers, I that's what I would do. Now, am I going to do it at Fenway Park? I don't know. Maybe not. But I would be doing it.
Your boy O'Neill will be back soon.
You're back.
No, my boy O'Neill is DFA'd.
We're not DFA'd.
You're back to the point where this is like the land of opportunity at this point because the season is awash, so you have to see what you have in those guys at some point.
Sooner rather than later. Like, again, nothing ever matters to them. The clock never matters. The standings never matter. How close we are to the trade deadline never matters. What's on the market right now versus what's not on the market. Market forces. None of that has ever mattered to them. But he's also never, you know, had to sit there hiding from people for 4 days and then showing up in Milwaukee when he thinks the fewest people will be there and having to sell what he and having to peddle what he just had to peddle. So... yeah, I think he's like, it's one thing to pay lip service to that, but I think the owner's awake now,
or yeah. maybe only halfway asleep.
Well, I think
I think he can see basic baseball stats, and I think he would understand that. Well, if you've built this elite pipeline that you said you built, then surely there must be something else for me to look at.
I'll take that a step further, Jason. Just knowing what we know about Mike Elias, I think if ownership was still asleep, Brandon Hyde might still be the manager, because he told everybody that wanted to listen that Brandon Hyde.
He didn't do this on his own.
As you said, there's never any urgency.
I just feel like they let Heston Kerstedt down. You take a kid second overall.
Like Kobe Mayo down too?
We watched him. I watched him all the time on the MILB app, and I watched him live a ton. And how many times did I come back in here and say, this kid still looks like he's never played outfield in his life? Like, how can this be? Like, how is he not making any noticeable gains? Like, you took him second overall. You couldn't have put some and you're so creative, and oh, we changed the whole way we think about player development. Like, you couldn't have got him a dude. Like, you couldn't have got somebody who just went all three levels with him, like, who literally sole focus was when they finally get around to calling him up, he can impersonate a major league outfielder?
It's frustrating. The whole last couple years have been incredibly frustrating. How about this? You mentioned Mike Elias. Why don't we hear what Mike Elias had to say coming up next? He spoke in the dugout around 5:30 yesterday. What did the GM have to say about this whole situation? We'll hear from the GM next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a pretty hectic few days. Got Tony in place and traveled up here with the team, and I just needed a couple days. As pertains to the decision, in pro sports and team sports, there come times where the go-forward look at things involve different voice and a head coaching change to receive that voice. And, you know, ultimately, I'm stretching back into early last summer. This is a team that we feel has been collectively and individually to varying degrees underperforming its talent level. And we want something new in order to
hopefully restore them to the level of play that we expect of ourselves.
So that was Mike Elias meeting with the media yesterday, late afternoon in Milwaukee, talking about a decision to fire Brandon Hyde, and then the long bad stretch of baseball. Orioles and Brewers tied 4-4 in the 10th inning. We'll recap that if it ever ends. But Mike Elias speaking yesterday, early evening, late afternoon, just your thoughts on what we've heard so far.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the whole thing was underwhelming and unconvincing. And it looked like his offseason. A guy who somebody sat there with him and they came up with talking points. And like, there's certain things he needed to concede and certain things he needed to acknowledge. And it felt like a guy checking boxes, just like his offseason. How many times did we talk about the offseason? Like, well, now he's saying he's got somebody who's, you know, Charlie Morton, who's pitched in the major leagues. But boy, there's 9,000 caveats with that. And boy, that seems like a lot of money for that guy. And geez, aren't we aiming higher? I mean, this felt like that to me.
Yeah, but it's the comment about why he chose to wait that really agitates me. Because you fired this guy on Saturday. You had the short team meeting. And then you threw a guy in Tony Mancino, who was not comfortable in a press conference setting whatsoever. He had to talk that day. Your players talk during open locker room. And you waited 3 days where you don't have to deal with the majority of your home media because they aren't all traveling to Milwaukee. And you say you needed a couple days? Like, maybe Mancino needed a couple days to get ready. Maybe the rest of your team needed more of just a short meeting to get ready for this change. I just thought that
it was cowardly.
It was a joke. It was a joke and embarrassing that he waited to address the media.
More from Mike Elias. Cut four, Beltway Ben. What about ownership's role?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I execute as the general manager, but when you're making a decision as grave as changing the manager or the head coach, that's something that you consult with ownership on very heavily, and I did.
This was the part of this thing that I found, and we kind of touched on it last segment, Jason. I think ownership is at least has a pulse. Like I'm convinced that Brandon Hyde is still managing this team, if not for ownership sort of getting involved.
But it's also like when I want to try to give them some tacit acknowledgement, I can't say credit. They deserve credit for nothing. They have proven nothing to me as a collective. When you want to kind of say, okay, well, maybe the light bulb's turning on and they get it, they're also still the stewards of the organization. And they let this guy act like a buffoon for 4 days hiding from people to come out and throw this slop at you verbally. Like, they co-signed it. Like, it falls on them. I don't want to hear about Angelos. I don't want to hear about, oh, we're all here. Couldn't spend money in the first year. All I know is the last time this billionaire opened his mouth, he talked about Mike Elias like he invented baseball, like he was Abner Doubleday. So, like, you also let this happen on your watch. Like, you said nothing. You put out a mealy-mouthed press release, and that's it.
They also let him do the media tour.
You went, yeah, exactly. You went from throwing hats at people and being ever-present and running around trying to sign autographs to now you got nothing to say. Also, if you read what's being written in this town, the beat writers have in their stories have all said, we've made multiple requests to speak to someone from ownership about this, and they decline.
Yes.
So, like, the problem, like, nobody was on to Mike Elias before me. Nobody wants him out of here more than me. But if you think that that is going to cure this, well, then how? Because they're still letting things happen on a daily basis that are Bush League, that should be beneath them, that are certainly beneath the Oriole way, whatever that was, and who knows if we'll ever get back there. But, like, none of them said, oh, Mike, you know what? That's not good enough. Like, get one of these hitting coaches out of here. Pick whichever one you think's the crappiest and get them out of here.
Well, to that,
how does no one over there have the wherewithal to do that?
Here's Mike Elias on the move to fire the manager rather than a coach.
You know, the decision to change a manager is a serious one, and once you arrive at that conclusion, it's best to do it for all parties' sakes as soon as possible. As I said, that's this position where you require full-throated support and confidence from above, and to persist without that state, it's not good. But we are in the process. I mean, I think just stepping back a little bit, like, this is this has been really tough. I mean, you go back to last June, we were on top of the sport in almost every facet of the sport, including majors and minors. And now we find ourselves where we find ourselves.
Bone, what do you get in baseball for being the best in June?
You get nothing.
That's correct. Yeah, that is absolutely correct. You get zero for being the best in June.
What do you get for winning 100 games in the regular season?
You get a playoff spot. You get a playoff spot. Yes.
I got a better one for you. How many rings and how many banners and how many parades do you get for being the first franchise to be number one in Baseball America rankings 2 years in a row? Oh, it's unprecedented.
you get that.
Get nothing.
You get those.
You get your 100 win skipper fired 18 months later.
Oh, but it's not his fault, Jason. One more from Mike Elias. What about the hitting and the offense? What the hell's going on?
That's been a question that a lot of us have been asking to each other a lot for several months now. And if we had fixed it already, we would have fixed it already. So it's very important to this organization that it's priority number one. That you know our guys, our players play the way that they're capable of individually, but play the way that they're capable of together, and the way that we saw in 2022, 2023, and the early part of 2024, and that is our main focus. In addition to just kind of stabilizing the day-to-day play here on the field, which we're still trying to do.
If we fixed it already, we would have fixed it already. That's some deep stuff. By the way, the offense since they fired the manager still stinks. The Orioles. There you go. Yeah, the Jackson Holiday RBI base hit, and Jorge Mateo, who pinch ran for Ramon Arias, who had an infield hit, goes to third on the base hit. Holiday goes to second on the throw to third. They still stink offensively.
I mean, in his heart of hearts, like this guy's been here 6+ years now. In his heart of hearts, do you really think Mike Elias thinks we got it completely wrong and those bozos on the radio on the fan were right and we're fools?
No, they're unlucky.
Think when it's just him and Sig and Evie and their favorite wizards and warlocks, do you think they're acknowledging the real world, or do you still think they're living in their algorithm-driven fake parallel universe where if not for a couple of injuries and some bad luck from the baseball gods, we'd be the Tigers?
Yeah,
we'd be the team that's got a better record than the Yankees that people didn't see coming.
We got the worst possible outcome for the 2025 season. So what does that tell us?
Run it back in 2026. Baseball, just expand. Just keep expanding the size. Gods,
the luck's going to change.
Just expand the sample. The will eventually be right.
Adley, three-run bomb.
How about that?
How about a hit? Hit him with a hit and with runners in scoring position.
They blow this, it will be... It'll be the worst loss of the year.
Well, who's left in the bullpen, Jason?
Still.
Yeah. Yeah, they do have an 8-4 lead. Alas. Coming up next, it's TMI with TIM.
What you got? They could potentially break this streak if they do hold on to this.
Jinx them, Bone. Jinx them.
I guess I'll put the announcer jinx out there. The Orioles are 0-40.
Got a lot of points today.
40 games. When they trail after
six. Touchdown and a two-point conversion.
When they trail after six innings. I dug up the numbers this morning. They're terrible. We'll give them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
See you next.
Tide's turning, Bone. It's TMI with TIM. The floor is yours.
Yeah, going in today, I wanted to do TMI on the Orioles. Where last night, the 40th straight game that the Orioles have trailed after six innings, they've lost. Now, the streak is in jeopardy right now because maybe I put the jinx on them. They've scored some runs after the sixth inning today. You had Cedric Mullins driving in a run on a sac fly. Heston Kerstad came through.
And then, Jackson of course, Holliday
as well. Adley Rutschman with a three-run shot in the top of the 11th. So maybe this is the good juju. But looking at the stats.
The religion's so nice, you said it twice.
Looking into the stats heading into today, after six innings, the Orioles 18th in OPS, surprisingly they've hit ninth most homers, but the ninth most strikeouts. They don't walk at all. They're 26th in walks.
Why do that?
27th in on-base percentage with a .295 on-base percentage in the final three innings, Jason. Heading into today, 27th in runs and 28th in stolen bases. So they don't manufacture runs at all. They're one of four teams this season with zero sacrifice bunts. We saw Dylan Carlson try to do that the other day.
That was working out too well.
That did not go
well. Like I said, give me Fabian or Beavers.
And it's also the double plays, and this has just been game-wide, but 11th most double plays they've grounded into this year, 27th in OPS with two strikes. And guys, a lot of this is mentality too. We just played that Mike Elias cut prior to the break, saying, I don't know what's going on with the hitters. And they were this so good in 2023. And it's a mindset thing, man, where it's grinding through the at-bats. It's not hacking away constantly like with Henderson. I know he was a starting pitcher last night. But and having that belief that you're going to come back when you're down late, like they did in 2023 when they led the majors and come from behind victories, where this year, coming into today, tied for 24th and come from behind wins this season. You talk about building the culture. It's getting back to that point of the belief instead of just rolling over in the final third of the game.
Well, when the going's gotten tough, they have systematically
folded.
Rolled over.
Yeah. Folded. And that's the issue. You have to believe that you're going to come back because everyone thought that watching them 2 years ago. Well, now everyone believes they are just going to roll over.
By the way, Adley Rutschman has a home run and a double today. You care to guess the last time he had two extra base hits in a game?
Was it, Toronto on
opening
first
day.
Game?
Opening day.
I mean, look, it's hard to... The depths that he's fallen to are... It should shame everyone over there. And we'll see. Maybe today he actually builds on something. He hit the ball really well with people on base. So we'll see if there's, any sort of carryover or whatever. But I don't know. Like the day to day with these guys.
Day to day is fun.
It's already kind of. It's the sideshow, right? I mean, the real action now is. what does this guy do to reshape this organization? How much time does he get to do
it? Still in it?
Do they? Do they intervene? Far enough from the trade deadline that somebody else would have time to actually get their hands on it in a meaningful way. Like, that's really what matters. The rest of this is.
But it's also
footnotes.
These young guys can't continue to have those type of things happen, Jason. Like, if you're going to be bad, at least be scrappy. If you're going to be bad, at least scratch and claw for
heart.
Every single run. That's my point with it all. I'm with you. The wins and losses out of it all. But when they're getting their ass kicked and they just roll over, come on.
Yeah, it's a tough watch.
It's a hate watch. By the way, I do have to give credit, and this tweet wasn't even sent to me, but at BSHU President tweeted, they put up a lot of points in double OT today, referring to the Orioles.
They did.
So that's where we are now.
Yep.
Double OT, lots of points. Orioles have 8 points. The Brewers currently have 4.
Oh,
yeah,
Manzolino's going to get the beer shower.
It's looking good for Manzolino to have his first day in the majors where his team scores more points than the other
yes.
team.
Yes.
Yeah, he's getting in the shopping cart after the...
They're giving him a beer shower.
I'm telling you,
I really don't
got to get the vibes back, Jason.
I'm telling you that's
going to
happen.
Well, we'll find... Is Melanie there? We'll find out.
She's there.
We'll know.
I'm telling you that's going to happen.
We'll find out. I think that would be a little off. But whatever.
It's 8-game losing streak.
It's about
Jason.
Getting the vibes back.
They do that for interim managers who were fired and who replace a guy in May.
Guy's first major league win.
First win.
It's his first win.
Can't take that away from him, Jason.
I'm not trying to take it away from him. I'm just not spraying him in champagne for it.
Hey, the points are coming now. It's a points avalanche.
Maybe.
Orioles lead 8-4.
It's
over.
I don't know. That does not look like a dugout that's about to erupt.
Wait till they get inside.
Not in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that's a clubhouse thing.
So you're telling me when he comes out and meets the media,
now,
there's
going
to be, come on.
After.
After that,
yes.
Then they're going to get him.
Yes. I think he's getting the whole.
Well, we've got Ben McDonald. When is that, Friday?
Correct.
Or is that tomorrow?
Yes.
So that's going to be that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because he'll know, you know, who's looked like what after the game.
Ben's probably catching the charter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
he would probably know if they really did douse this guy with champagne.
Well, it won't be champagne.
Beer,
it might be,
whatever
it
might be they've got. I don't know. What do they have?
Might be some carbonated beverages of some sort. Alas, the Orioles, they finally win a baseball game. We recap next as we hit the hot corner here on The Fan. Orioles win themselves a baseball game. Their 8-game losing streak is over. They loaded up on points and extras, and they win 8-4, scoring 4 in the 11th, including the Adley Rutschman 3-run home run. Happy times are here again for the Hometown 9.
Hey, needed to win a ball game, that's for sure. Things have really festered, and it's been as ugly as anyone could have ever thought was possible. Last night was another real rough one. Was interested to see how they responded. This thing was pretty tepid for the first 6 innings. Sagano, hats off to him again. He continues to battle. And then the bats came alive late in a way that we haven't seen. Having that ghost runner or zombie guy on second base brought out the best in them.
Zombie guy, yes. Yeah, they scored.
They love the zombie.
They scored in the 10th. They scored 4 in the 11th.
Yeah.
A lot of points.
Yeah.
They scored more in extras than they did in regulation.
Yes, that is correct. 5 points in extras, only 3 in regulation.
Now, we still got our share of weirdness here.
Yes.
The Brewers scored from second on a dribbler to the pitcher.
Correct.
We're going to have to get used to life without Laureano here for a while, who was certainly playing. He was playing his ass off.
19 when he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he had a freak injury coming in on a ball last night. So that left us with Heston in left field late in this game, and he made a great play coming in on a ball. To save a run and a potentially big inning. So, and Heston had a big hit, and Jackson had a big hit, and Adley had the biggest hit in the game. We'll see. Looks like tomorrow at Fenway is going to be
supposed to be cold and rainy.
By the rain. I don't know whether that would mean we get a doubleheader in one of these other games over the weekend. Boston's not playing great ball right now. But look, the whole story with this team has been anytime anybody thought they gave you any reason all year long to say, well, maybe this could turn it. Like, maybe they've hit rock bottom and this is the bounce back. Like,
here it is.
We'll find out in the next, 72 hours. Like,
I don't know if again, I'm going to go that far.
You got to show me.
Hey, they win a game.
Show me.
They win a game. Boom. Charlie Morton's back in the rotation. Bam. Here we go.
Kittredge is back.
Kittredge is back. Bing. He was good today.
I mean, it's great to see Jackson come through again in extras. Adley beyond needed that big moment with the 3-run homer. But something that is concerning from this game, Tony Mancelino went back to Felix Bautista. Back-to-back days for the first time since undergoing Tommy John surgery. It's been a rough run for him.
He walked too.
He ended up blowing the save. You look at his last couple appearances. He's gone 3 2/3, 5 hits, 5 walks, 2 home runs, 5 earned runs.
Yeah, the last 4 outings have been pretty shaky. The one over the weekend, it looked real bad to me. I said to you guys, next time out, I think he's going to struggle. That was last night. He did. And then today, again, the splitter work, like, that was the swing and miss pitch. But the fastball velo still a little down, and he was elevating it when he didn't want to elevate it. And there's a few times he badly missed the glove, and that was enough for the Brewers to tie this game up. Yeah, it's going to be a process with him, and he's in a tough way right now. Like, how is he backed off for the next, like, even if they don't play tomorrow, are we going to see him on Friday? Is he ready to pitch 3 times in 4 days?
Like, Andrew Kittredge closing.
He threw 26 pitches yesterday, 24, so 50 pitches in 2 days.
That's a lot of pitches for a guy who doesn't look right.
So we got Kittredge back.
Yep. And he threw 8 pitches, got 3 outs.
Maybe the worst is over for Cino Perez.
He's looked better.
He's been better. Yeah. I mean, it was bad. Like, it got real bad.
And I just want to point out, and I'm half kidding here, but Gregory Soto, I think he's like, I'm going to throw at your head.
He hit the ball twice.
And then I'm throwing it right down the middle, and you are going to be surprised. Like, it looked like, I swear, 2 of the 3 guys he got out, he threw at his head the first pitch.
Oh, yeah. And then it hit the backstop.
Yeah. So it's maybe he's got a formula.
Yeah. Perhaps.
He's nucleolution.
Not vouching for that.
Yes.
But there's at least maybe some things trending up in that regard. How confident are you two?
Not. He didn't even finish the question.
Yeah, well, that's probably the correct answer.
Yeah.
But how confident are you that now Morton going from pitching in situations where it was already bleak?
I gotta see it.
Like, the thing nobody's bringing up about this is he's coming to games where the damage has already been done. Like, I mean, and everybody's celebrating him getting 9 outs. But, like, are you confident him now going to bed the night before knowing I'm starting another game and I was worse than Gibby for a time as a starter, that, like, do you think this is going to be he'll be fine? Do you think this is in his head? Like,
has he pitched better lately? Absolutely. That being said, am I going to say he's turned the corner at this point and he's going to be rock solid in the starting rotation? No, I got to see it.
Like,
first.
Don't you think the role had something? Like, this was the ultimate.
Is he still 41?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this was the ultimate.
Playoff innings, even older. Yeah.
Let's do everything we can to put him in the least leveraged spots humanly possible to see if this is remotely salvageable. And, like, that part of it worked. But, like, now him knowing every 5 days, I got to go out there and try to get 15 outs. Like, I don't know.
From a glass half full perspective, his headspace at least has to be much better after these past couple outings compared to before.
Well, he's seen his curveball work a little bit, and he's gotten out. So,
but, like, they've also used him in a way that a lot of times he's surrounded by lefties. So,
oh, I'm not,
you know,
confident.
What I mean? So people can, like, they're trying to catch him off guard. But when you know he's starting, then you know that's right-handed Charlie Morton starting, and our lineup is probably going to be addressed accordingly.
Coming up next, we'll talk some Orioles baseball with our friend, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, Ryan Ripken. How does he feel about this win and our happier times to come? We'll ask Ryan next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.